Hi there, welcome to this new episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader. These are short weekly videos and audio podcasts to encourage you as a youth or children's leader in the church to keep your heart healthy, to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. There are plenty of great resources and podcasts and YouTube videos on tips and tricks for how to do youth work and how to face up to the challenges of doing youth work in the 21st century. But what I'm aware of is unless we are in a good place with our Heavenly Father, unless our heart and our soul is tended and cared for, what we do is just blowing in the wind. And so these are just designed to be short, to be used in your part of your quiet time or your devotional time, whatever you want to call it, to help you think about as youth workers and youth ministers, how do we keep our first love of Jesus alive so that we minister out of a place of abundance and of a close, intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father, rather than out of technique or rotas or programs. So I hope it's helpful. Please do let others know, those you lead with, if you think it might be useful for them. My name's Andy Castle. I head up Thrive Youth Ministries, a charity working across Warwickshire and Coventry, helping churches to reach out and disciple children and young people in our communities. Today, I want to talk to you about dad jokes. Now, I've got three kids who love to rib me whenever I say a joke that is basically based on a pun. You know how so many jokes are based on puns and we kind of go, oh, that's such a dad joke. And they go, oh, that's such a dad joke. What we mean by that is it's kind of funny, but it's also clean. And I'm like, well, I'm quite proud of those. But easily we get ribbed for it. I was in a conversation with my team a little while ago, and we were talking about how easy it is to fall for dad jokes. And then I read recently this passage from Jeremiah 1, where I catch the Lord doing a dad joke. And it's like, did you know that God does dad jokes? So in Jeremiah 1, when the Lord is giving Jeremiah his commission for what he wants him to do as a prophet, he says this in verse 11 to 14. He goes, "The word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah. What do you see, Jeremiah?" "I see the branch of an almond tree," I replied. The Lord said to me, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." And you're like, that doesn't make sense. "What do you see, Jeremiah?" I see a branch of an almond tree. And God goes, "Yes, you see correctly, because I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." And I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. Why is God going, "There's an almond tree, I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled"? That makes no sense. It's like saying, "Look out the window, what do you see?" "I see a car going past." "Yes, I am thinking about what I'm going to do for you." It makes no sense at all until you read the footnote in our Bibles, which says the word for watching that the Lord uses when he says, "I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled," sounds like the Hebrew for an almond tree. So it's a bit like God is going to Jeremiah, "Jeremiah, look at your wrist and tell me what you see." And Jeremiah goes, "Oh, I see my watch." And God goes, "Yes, I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." And that's the pun. And it's like God does a dad joke because he is taking a word and using it in two different ways. God wants to do that. He wants to play with our words. And so it gives me, and this isn't the point of the episode, it gives me permission to give more dad jokes, because they're not dad jokes, they're the Father's jokes. And so we are joining in with our Heavenly Creator of how he plays with language to get his point across. But here's the thing, is God takes what Jeremiah can see and engages him with the spiritual dimension of what the Lord is doing. So he takes the picture, the attention of the almond tree, and goes, "Do you know what? I'm watching to see that my word is fulfilled. The word of the Lord then carries on in verse 13. It says, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah again. What do you see, Jeremiah? Jeremiah answers, I see a pot that is boiling. It is tilting towards us from the north. And the Lord said to me, from the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land. So here twice we get God using what Jeremiah has in his local surroundings, what he can see where he actually is standing, and speaks truth about what he's up to because of what Jeremiah is noticing. And this is the thing I really want us to grab hold of today, is God wants to speak to us through our surroundings. The danger is we are so busy looking at our phones and our screens and whatever that we miss that God actually wants to speak to us. In our prayer times, we may set aside time to talk to God, but are we spending enough time waiting, expecting to hear from God? And God wants to speak to his people. God wants to show us what he's up to. He wants to include us in what he's up to. But if we only go to him with our needs, if we only go to him saying, Lord, bless this youth group session tonight, or Lord, help me in this talk, or Lord, help me in this assembly, which are, of course, good and useful prayers, but we miss out on God going, you see that over there? Well, just like that, I want to do that in your life, you know, and so that's why God speaks through pictures. So when we listen for God to speak, he so often doesn't speak directly, but he speaks through a picture. So an image may come to mind, or a word may come to mind, and you go, what, Lord, have you given me that for? And then you pray a bit more and he reveals what he's talking about. It's like he gets your attention with the picture and then explains what he means once you're listening. Because we're so easily distracted. We so easily miss what God wants to do, what God wants to say. So I want to encourage you to spend time today and this week just listening for God. Say, God, I'm here. What do you want to show me? And let whatever happen, whatever comes to mind, happen. You know, I was doing this last summer and I sat in my garden and was just like, Lord, what do you want to show me? And he just took my eye to something in the garden which was growing that I'd never noticed before. And through that, he just said to me, Andy, I'm growing things that you've never seen before. And for me, it was exciting. You know, there was another time when I was on a retreat and I was out in the middle of a field walking and I just felt the Lord say, Andy, stand still. So I stood still. I said, well, now what, Lord? And I noticed in this little nearby hedgerow, there was this rustling and this fluttering. And I saw this tiny little bird deep inside this hedgerow. And I just felt the Lord go, I made that. I made that. And there was that sound of God really proud of that tiny creation. But also, I felt the Lord was saying, and only you and I can see that bird right now. And only you and I can see what you're doing. Only you and I can see what's going on with your life at the moment. But all we need is the Lord's attention. We need no one else's. And it was such an encouragement to me. So we need to be listening for what the Lord wants to say to us through our surroundings, because then we get to join in with more of what he's doing. So I challenge you, don't get so busy that you don't have time to wait. Don't get so busy preparing that you don't have time to listen. And so take some time this week just to sit in the Lord's presence and go, Father, what do you want to show me? What do you want to say to me? Because I guarantee you what he wants to say is going to encourage you to keep going, to go deeper into your youth ministry, your children's work. And we will see lives changed, but only when we're closer to him. Have a great week. Go for it.